Can you please tell me your name, your title, your affiliation?
Okay, so I'm Mercedes Pascual. I'm a professor in the Department of Ecology and Evolution in the at the University of Chicago. And I'm an external faculty here at SFI.
My name is Jean Carlson, and I'm a professor of physics at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and I'm also a member of the external faculty at Santa Fe Institute.
What does complex time mean to you? It could be in the context of your meeting or generally speaking.
Okay, chronological age is often used as a marker of vulnerability. However, advanced age is the point at which the highest level of variability is observed in populations when it comes to response to infectious diseases. Therefore, chronological age is not an accurate predictor of vulnerability, and we need a new definition. So the idea of complex time comes in as a new way to try to identify what do we really mean by time and what do we really need by age when it comes to infection and immune response.
What was the big question or idea the meeting was designed to explore?
Well, I think it follows from the previous question on complex time. We really, really want to understand how biological time, different from chronological time, can inform or lead us to better understand the outcome of infection in individuals and populations, and also the fragility, resilience of individuals and populations to infection. So we are looking for ways in which thinking about time in different ways will improve the way we model disease and how we look at data about diseases and the outcome for individuals.
So where did the idea for the meeting come about?
So this came about as a part of a discussion that's been taking place between the Santa Fe Institute and the James S. McDonnell Foundation to try to better understand aging and adaptation in the era of time as it plays out in a variety of different applications, and as well as core theoretical advances and how those might actually advance our understanding. And so because the immune system and infectious diseases are a key area where chronological age and our ordinary definitions of time do not serve as strong predictive markers, it really rose to the top of the pile in terms of areas that should be explored in this context.
Yes, and we, I think in terms of the more general initiative here at Santa Fe on this initiative with the McDonnell Foundation, we know that the central central process in the arrow of time is really the acquisition of information, of memory, and the loss of that memory. And this very naturally connects to the acquisition of immune memory and how we lose it as we age, immunosenescence in a sense, hence the connection to infectious diseases through the immune system and the central role of information.
Mm-hmm. And what we're looking for really are new links between new paradigms for thinking about time and complexity models and new ways to model and interpret data in this context.
What disciplines fields were represented at the meeting?
Well, we had immunologists, epidemiologists, ecologists.
Computational and theoretical biologists.
Yes, and evolutionary biologists.
Evolutionary biologists, yeah.
And some physicists who migrated into biology. Yeah. Right.
Can you comment on what some of the main synthesis and outcomes are from the meeting?
Yes, so we are not going to tell you about synthesis, not yet. We see that in the future. For a topic this challenging, it's impossible to come here 2 days and produce a synthesis. In fact, to achieve that synthesis, what we had was a meeting to define open areas, to define questions, and to identify new collaborations. And we think that's the road to make progress in this interesting but challenging areas.
So I learned a lot at this meeting. I met a lot of new people, and I had a lot of surprises. I learned about how the circadian rhythm plays out in terms of immune response. I learned about how the immune response is linked to social interactions and social hierarchy, and I learned things about how the innate and the adaptive immune system interact. And I leave this meeting with more questions than I had to begin with, but also with ideas and a team of other scientists that I plan to collaborate with going forward. So I think what we've really come out with are questions, but questions and interactions and a network of people now to work with to come up with some synthesis as a result of this project.
Yes, I also think, well, for me, I tend to work on these problems of infectious diseases within a range of organizational scales. I work with transmission, transmission within populations, how pathogens evolve, but I learned a lot about processes at a lower scale that have to do with within host dynamics and acquisition of immunity at that level, and how we coupled how we couple dynamics and processes across those scales is going to be part of answering the questions we define here.
Yes, and I think also developing models and theory and ways to develop a common language across these different types of you know, epidemics and immunological responses and aging will give new synergies and new opportunities to synthesize across this field.
What one or two new research directions did the meeting suggest?
So one direction that I'm particularly interested in is looking at ways to identify trajectories, time-dependent trajectories through infectious diseases and through infectious diseases through age. And so one of the things that we would like to do is find ways to develop models for this that are predictive of outcomes from diseases and to interpret data in this context. And also especially to find ways to think about interventions and therapies that take into account dynamics and timing within the context of these trajectories.
Yes, so another aspect which is related is addressing a better understanding of immunosenescence, essentially as we age. And how does immunosenescence emerge from the interaction of innate and specific immune responses? And once we understand immunosenescence in that context, can we identify markers or predictors of the outcome of infection in terms of fragility, ability to resist other infections, etc. So this is a direction we really want to pursue.